I'm just going to cut right to the point. There is a reason why you're listening to this episode today. And when I have created the thought of this episode, it was with such a sharp and clear energy for this intention to only be received by those who truly need this message today, who truly need this transmission today. And I'm going to really kind of let my claws out a little bit and call you out because you are probably someone who is knee-deep in their spiritual journey. You've learned about manifestation techniques, you've tried a couple of them, you've been affirming, you've been journaling, maybe you've been meditating and doing yoga, maybe it's consistent, maybe it's not, but for whatever reason, every single thing that you've been absorbing in a mental level has not been translating into your life in a physical level or in an embodiment level. And you're craving that. Your soul is literally craving for you to break free in some way, shape, or form. And you feel it. You feel it in the ways that you show up at work, in the ways that you show up for your partner, your family members, even yourself. And you're sitting here like, oh my God. Why is it that I love to learn more about my energy and I work through my fears and I understand what my shadows are, but at the end of the day, when I'm actually trying to make change and have a different behavior or have a different mood or make decisions from a place of confidence and assertiveness without second guessing myself, or without feeling guilty for having to establish a certain boundary, like, why do I feel this way mentally of what I know I should do, but it's not really translating in how I actually am acting? There is a very, very clear difference between the person that you know yourself to be and the person that you are embodying, and you're not really gelling with the person that you are embodying right now. And so that's exactly why I'm here today, to shine some light on those hidden aspects of the self that we know on a very mental, logical, reasonable level or aspect of the self that, like, this is what I want. This is who I know myself to be. When I read these books of a strong female lead or strong female character, like, that is exactly how I would have wanted to address that kind of situation had it been my life, where you're watching those movies and you're like, oh, she's such a badass. She's so fierce. She always has the right thing to say. She knows how to show up. She knows how to engage with people. She is the brightest star in the room. And you resonate with it. Your soul's like, yes, that is who you are. That's why you love this movie. That's why you like this book. That's why you listen to those songs from your favorite artist. And then when you're at work and it's time to be that assertive version, it's like you're falling flat or you're feeling like you're being taken advantage of, or you just don't feel super confident in the role that you're in. Or maybe even at home, where you're like, okay, having to troubleshoot this one issue with my partner or with my daughter, and I am like wavering, like my knees are buckling and I'm beginning to start to cry and I can't get my point across because there's so much emotion backed up behind what it is I'm trying to say that I can't even get out the message in the first place. And sometimes it's not even that serious, but for whatever reason, it still just cannot come out the way that you intended to or would like for it to have come out. And I hear you and I feel you. And I feel like so many women in this society, throughout the generations, really have been told to stay silent or be soft-spoken or not make too much of a mess or a trouble or not instigate or not cause drama or not act crazy. And it's like all of these years of women being told how to act, how to speak, how to make decisions, don't make decisions, don't speak, don't act on this thing. And it's like we had to fit a certain mold in order to survive. And that has gone down through generations and bloodlines, and it's in our DNA. And the more that we are awakening, the more that we are understanding our own divine truth and our own inner power, the more we recognize, like, you know what? I do deserve to be that person who's a little bit more fierce. I do deserve to speak my own truth without feeling guilt or shame. I do want to take up this amount of space and be completely unapologetic about it as I do so. You feel that in your bones. You know that that is your truth. And then there's still something that's not allowing you to fully act upon it, to fully dive in the way that you know that you could. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, that is literally me. Why are you in my brain? Why are you in my soul? This is crazy. I needed to hear this. I'm very glad that we've had the time to connect because this is a transmission to inspire you, to remind you, to help awaken you in some of the areas of the self that may be a little bit dormant. So here is one of the problems that you may be facing, and I'm going to list a couple of them so that you can really identify with this concept and resonate with exactly what we have to really talk about, the deep stuff that not that many people are bringing up and not that many people are actually putting the spotlight on, right? There's lots of conversations out there about how to be more confident, how to be this main character energy, but still, it seems a little surface level. It seems a little fluffy. And I'm always someone who is going to advocate for as above, so below. We cannot reach these high highs without first understanding the lowest of the lows. And so, what are the things that we're hiding? What are the things that we're not facing? What are the shadows? What are the fears? What is the underlying root source of the problem? Because from there, when we can assess it, when we can identify it, we name it, right? Give it a bit of a persona, we can then meet ourselves at that lower level, integrate it, understand it, utilize it. And from there, that's how we rise up. So let me know if this sounds like you, where your problem is being a nice girl, where you're just all nice girl syndrome. Like you've been conditioned to be nice and quiet and easygoing, and you've been taught to accommodate more towards what other people's needs are. You're trying to make everyone else comfortable. You're shrinking yourself in a room full of people. And even though there is that responsibility, whether you've given that responsibility to yourself or someone else has given it to you, where you're like, I just have to keep the peace, right? Like everything else is chaotic. I'm the only one who can have awareness of this and see this. Like I have to be the one to keep the peace. Like I have to be the one to like let it roll off my back and try to make sure that everyone else is feeling comfortable, even though I'm taking on the brunt of this energy in the house, in the workplace, by myself, in my own mind. Right? So you are keeping the peace, but it means that you're sacrificing your own needs. You're sacrificing your own desires. You're sacrificing your own boundaries. It's like, really, how many times have you let someone interrupt you or talk over you? How many times have you had to apologize when it wasn't even your fault in the first place? I mean, people bump into you in the grocery store and you're like, oh, sorry. Like, what? I know for me, once I realized that I was apologizing way too much in so many random situations, I started switching up the words, the filler words that I use. So if I'm in the grocery store and you know when you're going one way, the other person's going the other way, you do that little dance and you're like sidestepping them and you're like, oh, what? And you're like trying to get over, like, okay, I'm gonna go to right and you go to the right and like we're all gonna, you know, whatever. Those are the times where I would always say, oh, like, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Now I say, excuse me. Like, and we say, oh, excuse me. And I can still say it nice. I can still say it pleasantly. I can still say it with a tone of voice that actually sounds like uplifting and charming because that's how I wish to embody myself. But it doesn't have to be that way either. I can just simply say, oh, excuse me, and have it be that. But that is something that I know was something I had to train myself out of to apologize so much because what am I apologizing for? Especially if someone else did something to me, why am I apologizing? That is a way that I didn't recognize, and maybe you are now about to recognize, but that is a way of you draining your own power. That is you taking your power away from you and giving it to somebody else entirely. And I know that may seem like a very bold statement, but it's absolutely true. There are so many ways that we give away our energy and our power to other things, to other people, to other circumstances, to other environments. And that energy belongs to us. We can utilize that. We can use that power to manifest, to change our life. We can use that to add good. We can use that for our own benefit or for someone else's own benefit, right? So really, truly chew on that a little bit and think to yourself overall, like in this nice girl syndrome that you've been living in, how many times have you put your dreams and your visions on hold because you didn't want to be too much, or someone else said, oh, you can't do that, or oh, like you're just a stay-at-home mom, you can't do that, or oh, you're just a single parent, like you can't do that, or oh, you know, you're not married, you can't do that. Like what? Like like, excuse me, like just because someone else says that you can't do it, you kind of believe them. And that's the crazy thing, because it's like on a logical level, you know that since you have that idea, since it's your heart's desire, it's meant for you, it's made for you. There's that intuitive piece of you that's trying to guide you in that way, but still you're feeling stuck. Still you're believing other people's authority over your own. Because you didn't want to be too much, because you care so much about how other people validate you instead of you validating you first. And I truly feel that for women who are dealing with this nice girl syndrome, we really have to take a look at ourselves and say, I validate me first. I validate me first, not my employer, not my mom, not my partner, not my children, not the lady at the PTA, like nobody, right? Nobody else but me, not my best friends, not my favorite cousin, me. I am the one who gets to validate me. I'm the one who gets to approve me. I'm the one who gets to rise. Right? Because I say that it's time for me to rise. My soul wants it. My heart wants it. My mind, although it has limiting beliefs sometimes, and I believe them, my mind still wants it because I can't stop thinking about it. This happens more than you realize. Okay? Lowering yourself, making yourself smaller. For what? For what reason? I'm here to tell you that this version of yourself is holding you back from what's meant for you. So let's awaken at this time. And if this has already been something where you're like, all right, I'm getting some value, like I'm loving this high level conversation, please feel free to share this with someone. Leave a review, a comment, message me, email me, something where you're like, you've spoken to me, you've did something with this, because I would love to hear from you. Now, here's the truth, right? We talked about the problems. Here's the truth. You've been hiding your power. Point blank period. You've been hiding it. Like, girl, hello. You have it. Like, you have it. You have it inside of you. You're always creating this power from within. It's actually up to you to unleash it. To unleash it. Okay? The thing is, you haven't been hiding because you don't want to be seen. You just don't really know how to fully show up. And I get that, like truly, I get it. But when you have those moments where you're like, oh, like I just want that freedom, like, oh, I just want to be unapologetically me, like, oh, I wish I was a little bit more cutthroat, I wish I was more relentless, like, you don't have to wish that. It's already inside of you. You just have to give it permission to actually let it go, to let that part of you be free, to let yourself explore that, to be adventurous enough to say, let's experiment with this power that I actually do have, and not holding on to the guilt that you believe should be associated with that kind of power. Okay? Because you see other people flaunting their power all the time. And maybe it's getting them what they want. Maybe it's treating other people bad. Maybe it's treating other people good. Maybe it's getting them their, dream job. Maybe it's getting them into trouble, like whatever, but they're still utilizing it, right? So why not utilize your own? Because like I said earlier, you're probably knee-deep in your spiritual journey. You know the affirmations, you pretty much know how to manifest for the most part. You are doing all the right things of what you quote unquote should be doing. But when it comes to the real life scenarios, you're still holding yourself back. So like let's uncover some of these layers, right? I know that you feel the energy shift when you step into a room. And that's not just like something that's imagined in your head. That is something that is absolutely true. When you're always feeling the call to stand up for yourself or to claim your space or to speak your truth, and something's holding you back, it's literally just the fear of judgment. It's just the fear of judgment. It's a voice inside telling you, again, maybe you're being too much, or why do you deserve this? Why do you deserve to stand up for yourself? Why do you deserve this much space? Why do you feel worthy enough to speak your truth like someone's going to listen to you? Right? Those are all of the thoughts that happen on autopilot that maybe you're not even really realizing yet. And when I'm teaching my students and my clients about confidence or about authenticity, about really being your most genuine self and tapping into that higher self version of you, I always, always bring it back to the feeling. When you think of standing up for yourself, how does it feel in your body? Is there a sharpness in your chest? Is there some itchiness under your skin? Do you start to feel super hot and flustered? Or do you feel like, oh, this is actually appropriate? Like, I feel more solid. I feel like I don't know why I haven't been doing this the whole entire time. I would have gotten myself out of so many different scenarios if it weren't for me, holding back what it was that I truly had to say. Where do you feel it in your body? Do your knees go weak? Does your voice start to waver and tremble? You really want to understand what your body is telling you in these moments to better navigate it, because your body is never going to lie to you. Your mind sometimes will lie to you, but your body and your emotions will never lie to you. And there's been so many women that I've worked with, even just in my friend groups, that, for instance, they'll be in a relationship with someone who was only there to serve them for a specific portion of their life, wasn't supposed to be their dream person, the one that they end up with forever and ever and ever. And they were getting signals from their body where they were getting rashes, or where they would get super nervous on the phone, or where they would just have this sinking feeling all of a sudden in the middle of the day. And even though they get all of these messages from their body, they still chose to ignore it. And then, honestly, 9 out of 10 times, it would lead to such a very tragic and devastating breakup, where it felt like it came out of the blue, or there was just layers and layers and layers of this person that was finally being realized. And it was like they were never hiding those layers truly. They were showing them, but you were not trusting enough of what your body was truly telling you. Why? Because it correlates back to you've been hiding your power. You've been hiding it. You haven't been utilizing it. And when you have a muscle that you're not using, it starts to atrophy. And so this again is a wake-up call for you to not let the muscle of your inner power atrophy. Start to use it. And when you feel like you're getting too far into your head and you're not able to trust your own thoughts and you don't know what to believe anymore and you don't know what next best step to take is, or you don't know exactly how to like land that messaging for boundaries, it's time to feel your way through. And that's how you navigate instead of trying to think your way through and navigate it in that way. It's time to stop playing so small. You're not small. You're not meek. You're not weak. You're not timid. You have such an untapped well of sheer fierceness and ferocity within you. This is another aspect of the divine feminine that not that many women in their lifetime actually get to feel fully comfortable with and access. on a daily basis. A lot of women tend to be quieter, more subtle, don't want to ruffle any feathers. And if they do get to the breaking point, and that's the thing, it always usually takes a breaking point to get there. But when they do get to the breaking point, it's like all hell breaks loose. And then you're like, well, that's exactly why I didn't want to let this loose. No, if you understood exactly what your power was, you utilized it, you harnessed it, and then you embodied it. And you did so more often, you wouldn't have to reach a breaking point, and all hell wouldn't have to break loose. You would still be elegant, you would still be poised, you would still be able to handle it in a way that you've always wanted to, but with a certain directness, a certain assertiveness, a certain finesse that you and only you are able to possess. And you're able to get your point across, you're able to get things done in that way. Where people are no longer taking advantage of you, where people are no longer talking smack about you behind your back and you're like trembling and caring about it so much and it's impacting your whole entire day. No, that won't exist. That won't exist. And other people talking about you badly behind your back, that has nothing to do with your own power. That has everything to do with the power that they lack within themselves and they're perceiving that lack in comparison to you. Okay? So, the transformation here, the bridge to walk on, if you feel like this is truly you, is to allow yourself to give yourself the permission, give yourself the green light, right? To step into your fierce, unapologetic self. And this doesn't have to mean that you're rude or intolerable or too loud or too possessive or too territorial. Like, it doesn't have to mean any of those things. And if you listen to the word fierce and hear the term unapologetic self, and you're already in your mind thinking of all these nasty, derogatory words or ways of being and these traits and characters that have no virtue, like, that's already the issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the belief that you have around fierceness. That it has to only ever be aggressive. It only ever has to be loud. It only ever has to mean that you're being rude or mean or cruel or that you're going to hurt someone else's feelings. It doesn't have to mean that. My goodness. What else could it mean? Right? What else could it mean? It could mean that I am solid in my opinion. I believe in what it is that I believe in. I'm fully present in my body as I say this. I acknowledge and understand and have already fully processed the emotions that have come with this. And now I can just move about my day without all of the drained energy, without all of the, oh my God, people are giving me evil eye, without all of the, oh my gosh, people are talking about me behind my back, without all of the, oh, now they're going to see me in this way. And I never really wanted them to see me that way. Like, cut it out. Like, oh my God. Like, isn't it exhausting to have that kind of train of thought all the time, every single day? I know that you believe that that's draining and it's exhausting to have that frame of mind. So let's flip the script. Let's rewrite the meaning because truly everything in this life comes down to meaning. Everything in this life is inherently neutral. We are the ones that give meaning to certain things. So if you're the one who holds all the power by giving specific meaning to certain aspects of your life, wouldn't it make sense that if you didn't like a certain aspect of your life, that you would just change the meaning behind it? Are you giving too much power to another person, a circumstance, a role in your job or career? An audition that you want, the school that's wanting to accept you. Like, are you giving way too much meaning and power to all these other facets of life? And in comparison, you feel smaller. You feel less than. You feel unworthy. You feel incapable. You feel unskilled. You feel a lack of talent. We have to flip the script and rewrite that story. Okay? And to be honest, truly, you don't need me to tell you this. You don't need me to tell you this, but there has been some sort of cosmic shift where I woke up this morning and I had a download and I said, women need to hear this today. There's something of value in this. People need a reminder. This isn't anything that you don't already know or haven't already thought of. This is just a version of you, because I truly believe that everyone is you pushed out. So that means you are me pushed out, I am you pushed out, and I've come here today to be that version of you pushed out so far into another physical form to tell you this reminder, to help you awaken from the slumber that you've been in. And especially during this time of year too, I typically don't like to timestamp my videos, but there is a very strong specificity to this particular time right now. And so whether you're watching this the day I post it or a month later or a couple years later, we right now are in a time of early December. Winter is already happening. Snow has been falling on the ground, at least over here by me. And nature gets quieter, gets stiller. Nature allows itself to rest, to hibernate, to prep, to plan, to prepare, to clean, to clear out the clutter, to reflect, to be more introspective. And this is a part of that introspection that just needed to happen. And during these times of winter, where we have the new year coming up, January 1st, you'll often hear the term new year, new me. New year, new me, woohoo. It's like, a new you is not going to happen unless you actively understand the root source of what it is that's been holding you back or blocking you, and then you using that to propel you forward. You alchemizing that, you healing that, you clearing that energy, you deciphering what the messages and lessons are there, right? To teach you, to show you, to enlighten you. And then from there, you can start to make a plan to move forward. But without this level of awareness, you are going to be asleep to it. And it'll be a new year and the same you. And it'll be another year where you're like, oh my God, I really just wish I was able to stand up for myself. Why do I always get into these relationships where people are silencing me, or they don't think I'm good enough, or they don't support me, or they don't allow me to feel like I'm growing with them, and I'm always supporting them, and I'm always lifting other people up, and I'm always someone else's cheerleader, and why can't anyone just be that for me? And why do I love so much and give so much, and I don't get that much in return? And why is it that I'm working so hard, but I still don't feel seen? And why is it that every single time I want to share these darker aspects of myself, it's like no one's there to listen to me. No one's there to support me. No one's there to show me a different way, to just hear me, right? Why do I feel like I'm doing this all alone? You don't have to do this all alone. And that's exactly why I've come here, to help remind you of that. There's a community. There's a community of divine, awakening, healing souls that is going through the exact same thing that you are right now. You are not alone. We're just here to remind you of what is absolutely possible when you initiate this kind of change, okay? And being fierce, that word fierce, right? Being fierce is about way more than just standing up for yourself, right? It's about showing up every single day with the unshakable belief that you are worthy of everything that you want, that your voice matters, and that your presence, your sheer presence, is powerful. You have to picture yourself as someone who no longer apologizes for your success, your energy, your vision, your dreams, your thoughts, your opinions, your ideas, your actions, right? What would it feel like to show up every single day without that kind of fear, without that layer of hesitation, or without trying to fit into a specific mold of someone else's perception because you feel that it's safer to live in that kind of way? There's a fierce version of you that's been waiting to be unleashed. You don't have to call it forth. You don't have to attract it. You don't have to bring it from all the way over there to in here. It's already in you. You feel it now. You've probably already been feeling like warmth emanating from your body as you're listening to this. And that's exactly, exactly the feeling that you have to listen to, hone in on, and encourage, right? through every action that you take, every decision that you make. So the real life steps to begin embodying this kind of fierceness now is to understand that this is a decision to be made. I want you to say to yourself right now, we'll do a bit of a mantra together. I'm done shrinking. I'm done hiding. Repeat after me. I'm done shrinking. I'm done hiding. One more time. I'm done shrinking. I'm done hiding. And I want you to say it with conviction. I don't want you to be here like, I'm done shrinking. I'm done hiding. No, conviction. I'm done shrinking. I'm done hiding. I want to hear it in your voice. I want to hear it in your vibration. I want to feel this frequency emanating from you. Okay? I'm done shrinking. I'm done hiding. And then say, I am bold. I am fierce. I am unapologetic. I am bold. I am fierce. I am unapologetic. One more time. I am bold. I am fierce. I am unapologetic. Let this feeling resonate with you. Let it vibrate within every cell of your being. This is the first step to make that decision. Okay? If you resonate with everything that we touched on today, I truly, truly, truly know that there is a reason why you decided to listen to this. And I'm so thankful that you listened to your intuition or felt that feeling or felt the call and decided to come here and share some space with me, because this is something that came to me so strongly that I knew it was just something that I'm like, all right, here we go. Turn the microphone on, get the lights ready, like hit record. The girlies have to hear this. And the girlies have to feel this, and the girlies have to know this. And what next? The girlies have to embody this. Embody, 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 embody it. Which means we're taking it from just it being logical and mental. We're taking it from just a place of emotion. It's done being cerebral. It has to be physical. It has to be exerted into everything that we do or say. It's how we show up. It's how we present ourselves to ourselves, to others. It's a way that we carry ourselves. Okay? We're making decisions from a place of being bold, being fierce, being unapologetic. Not making decisions from a place of hiding or being shy or being silent or feeling guilty or feeling ashamed or feeling unworthy or undeserving. All right? I want you to stop holding yourself back. I want to see you step into your full power. You know that you were born here to be a very specific kind of person, a very specific kind of woman, a very specific kind of leader, a very specific kind of role model, a very specific kind of soul that you knew that you were always meant to be. And if you're not feeling like her yet, that's exactly where I come in. That's exactly where I can offer you my support. That's exactly where I can extend my hand out to you, and we will go and frolic over here together and cultivate this momentum together, because I truly believe that community is here to support, to guide, to nurture, to connect, but also to help each other rise, to be a part of a movement, to co-create together. Because when you have even just one person on your side, you just already feel like on top of the world. It's crazy how that happens. You can have all these hopes and these dreams and these desires, all these ideas that you want to come into fruition. And if no one believes in you, it feels hard. It feels so discouraging. It feels like, oh, this is going to take me forever to freaking do. And when you have just one person in your corner, you're like, oh, bam, like another idea. Oh, bam, I'm feeling in the flow. Oh, bam, like someone's proud of me. Like, ah, I got this. Like, you just feel so different. It's you show up differently. It's a different way that you move. Okay. And so let's move together in something that I've created called the Fierce Awakening Mastermind. In this mastermind, we're not just talking about motivation or mindset. We're diving deep into how to truly embody your fierceness, to step into your unapologetic self-expression. Oh my God, I love just that term, like self-expression, having fun with it, being experimental with it, enjoying it, being creative throughout the process, being inspired, being spontaneous in the ways that you can express yourself. And through here, you can begin moment by moment to live a life that matches your spiritual journey, the one that you've been on, but you haven't really been able to feel like it's lasting. It's only been in your head, maybe your heart, but not really showing up externally in your life for you. It's time to bridge the gap between your inner work and your outer world. Okay. So in this mastermind, you'll get a weekly deep dive mentorship on how to fully embody your confidence. And let me be very clear, this is not coaching. I'm not sitting here and teaching you like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, no, these are high level conversations, just like this transmission that we had today. This is a conversation that is living on a certain frequency that once you tap into it, feel different. It's noticeable. You don't walk away from these conversations the same person that you did when you entered the conversation. So if this resonates with you, I want you to take that first step and join the Fierce Awakening Mastermind today. Because right now it's on early bird. So all you have to do is click below or even send me a little email if you have some questions. You can read up on it. You can apply and you can sign up for the Early Bird Mastermind once you are approved. For any of you who are listening to this and you are so ready to reclaim your power, to start showing up as the you that you know that you were born to be, and to do so completely unapologetically, let's go ahead and start. Let's start, girl. I'm ready for you. You're ready for you. The world is ready for you. The world has been waiting for you. But the only one who's really truly been sleeping on you is you. I thank you so much for sharing the sacred time and space with me. I believe in you. I know that you're ready for this. Don't hold yourself back any longer. We will rise together. And I cannot wait to see you in the mastermind. Until next time.